Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
There's been a good quarterback trade in the last couple of years where they become more in vogue. We'll talk about that in a second. I think one thing we need to lay out here before we evaluate that, though, is the latest when it comes to Deshaun Watson's situation in Cleveland. We know that the Jane Doe that is suing Deshaun Watson for some pretty disturbing stuff as of a few weeks ago, that she and Tony Busby, her attorney, are planning on having a meeting with the NFL sometime here imminently within the next several days. That's the hope. So the NFL is investigating the Deshaun Watson situation. Jay Glazer of Fox clarified the Deshaun Watson contractual situation. There's been a lot of speculation about, okay, if he does get suspended again, could his guarantees in his contract, future guarantees, he's still got $92 million guaranteed coming to him in the next two seasons. Could the guarantees go away because of a suspension from the NFL? Here's Jay Glazer of Fox from their NFL studio show this Sunday.
We'll start with kind of a serious story here, Jay. On Monday, Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was sued for sexual assault and battery, adding to the more than 20 reported lawsuits he settled out of court already. How does this impact his future with the team?
So here's the deal. The original contract that was fully guaranteed for Deshaun Watson actually had protections in there. Even if he got suspended the 22 or 23 seasons, he still would not lose any of his guarantees. Well, very quietly this offseason in August, they restructured his deal. When they restructured it, they did not put the same protections in for the next several years. So if he has a suspension moving forward, there could be a chance they can go back and get some of those guarantees.
All right, so they would still be on the hook for a ton of dead money that they've already paid him that got spread out and pushed into future years. Like the Browns the best case scenario for the Browns if they were to move on from Deshaun Watson, the best case scenario would be still that they take like a Russell Wilson size hit, like $80 million somewhere in there. And the future guarantees would be gone. The worst case scenario is they're stuck with him for the next few years with still $170 million in cap commitments to him.
Yeah, it's and I'm glad you put that tweet in here, Sean, that to remind me of how awkward it is in Cleveland right now. Aside from the very serious allegations against him and all of that, like it just on the football side of things. And because of those serious allegations, but also the fact that Deshaun has not played good football. He hasn't been a good quarterback since he's been with the Browns.
No.
They, at some point this past weekend, the Browns had to make a decision. I'm guessing they say, hey, we usually wish our players a happy birthday on their birthday. And it'll be kind of conspicuous if we don't wish Deshaun Watson a happy birthday. Yeah. So I guess we better wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And they tweeted out, happy birthday, Deshaun Watson.
Dude.
A couple days after the most recent allegations come out. Sean, I don't want to ruin your morning or anything, but I got to tell you, people can be ugly on the internet.
They're this a little, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The replies were kind of aggressive. I was shocked. I clutched my pearls at how angry people could be about this and or funny.
How about the fact that the Browns used a font that looks like something a serial killer would do, like the cut up, like they cut out. You know,
looks like it's written in blood.
Like they cut, they cut out letters from a magazine to spell words and things like that. Right.
That's a really good point. It's on a it looks like there's a crinkled paper background.
Yeah.
There's cut out letters spelling it, and at the bottom it says dog.
Yeah.
In like a handwritten in blood font and color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels
okay.
Like-
maybe there was a. I wonder if the social media person who was asked or tasked with that graphic was like, all right,
here
I'm
going
to do it, but don't expect balloons and puppy dogs, all right?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is some Son of Sam crap where I'm going to put out here.
All right,
so very good point. Good by you, Sean.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. I think your new recreational protocol is maybe paying dividends.
Dude,
there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm this close to being part of my... Get out of here. You talking about me, my ability to make videos? Or are you talking about my...
I'm talking about your gummies.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Not good for watching baseball. Good for making... Deshaun Watson.
We have to workshop this. By the way, at 9 a.m., we got to talk about exactly how we need to talk about gummies and things like that moving forward.
Okay.
The changing and shifting legalities and societal permissions
and
everything.
Okay, we'll do that at 9 o'clock.
I feel like I gave you a little... I feel like you felt put out when I didn't want to talk about something at 6 a.m.
Well, no, not put out, but I'm like, okay. I mean, like, you've done your fair share of things in the 6 a.m. hour as well that might not be...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You know, I know. Like, that's why
pot,
I felt guilty about it.
Hey,
even
pot,
saying,
kettle, you know, like... Yeah.
I know.
It's all good. Yeah.
That's why we need to talk about
it. I'm not angry about it or anything.
How do we discuss the use of marijuana and or marijuana analogs with the youth of America?
Marijuana-adjacent products, yes.
Things that are for now legal in Texas, but might not be soon. Yes.
Right. As far as awful trades go, is Deshaun still... Now that the book is closed on Bryce Young might be the most blatant bust of a number one overall pick. How does the trade stack up? Like the Deshaun, to me, the pantheon of horrible quarterback trades are the Watson trade, which is 3 ones, 2 threes, and a four... Plus, they gave him the biggest contract in history, and he had 24 lawsuits against him at the time. You have Russell Wilson, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth, 3 players. They, in turn, gave him a really big contract, not as much guaranteed money as Deshaun got. And now you got Bryce Young, who the Panthers traded 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and DJ Moore to move up 8 spots to go get Bryce Young, who it looks like they moved on from after 19 games of an NFL career.
Yeah.
Is Deshaun Watson still the gold standard or the lead standard, I guess?
I think so, because
trades?
With those other three, there's just not the same moral hazard, I guess, to it, if that's using that term properly. There was a certain... You had to make a deal with the devil. You had to make a deal with the Son of Sam or the serial, whoever made that graphic for Deshaun Watson we were just talking about.
That
not only were you... It's one thing you spend a lot of draft capital, but you're asking your fans to... You're putting your fans into a moral quandary, I think. No matter how you feel about Deshaun and whether he was treated unfairly, I don't care. Wherever you fall in that spectrum... that's a huge added element to it. Because we saw it, Sean. Last year when Deshaun, or was it 2 years ago now, when Deshaun's making his first start for the Browns, and it was in Houston, even in talking to fans, Browns fans, before the game while we're doing our pregame show, you could almost see the hesitancy. And part of it's because Browns fans have been beaten down for so long in general. But there were a lot of them that were just kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, we'll see, and here we go. All right.
Yeah. This is how you know the Deshaun one is the worst, is pretend Deshaun was squeaky clean off the field. Pretend that it was just a trade request, and they honor the trade request. This is what they get from the Browns. This is what they hand to Deshaun. The fact that it's, even without the off-field stuff, you could still argue that it's the worst trade because of how he's played, makes it the worst trade. Like, okay, how about this for a tiebreaker? He's being sued by 24 women while you're trading for him.
Right. Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
And honestly, look, it's think about Roberto Osuna. And there were a lot of Astros fans that were very conflicted about having Roberto Osuna in the organization at the time. And yet, it's a relatively trivial transaction and roster spot that put people in that bind. Whereas in football, the quarterback's the most important position in football, probably the most important position in any sport, out in any professional sport. And you're asking people to make that Roberto Osuna moral decision.
Yeah.
And that's a lot, man. So aside from that, yeah, the actual trade itself looks to have been an abysmal failure. The assets that you gave up, and what, I mean, this shouldn't matter, but it does. The Texans right now, and the 12 players yielded ultimately from that trade, 11 of them still have the chance to be good for the Texans.
They're on the team.
The only one that hasn't worked out is Thomas Booker.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Which is an absurd success rate in any kind of trade.
Yeah.
So that's, it's astounding how good it was for the Texans and how bad it was for the Browns.
Yeah, I think if you look at where the Texans are right now and imagine where they'd be now and moving forward without Will Anderson, know that the Will Anderson trade never happens if you don't trade for Deshaun Watson. I mean, that was the second pick of the first round. They had to move up to go get him, but at least they had a pick to move up from to go get Will Anderson. You know,
it was extra trade capital to the point. Yeah, if they didn't have that extra trade piece, maybe Casario wouldn't have felt the ability to be as aggressive. I mean, yeah, that was a, in general, even without tying the specific pick as part of that move up, I think it's the wealth of picks in general that Nick had made him feel like, okay, it's a lot more. You can only draft so many people.
Yeah.
And like, it ends up being a point where you're like, okay, well, we can't keep all these guys. It's just a pain in the butt. So the wealth of draft picks that Casario had made him way more aggressive and stuff like that.
Someone said, can you tell us the 12 players? I can't name them off the top of my head, but just know that among them are Will Anderson, Tank Dell, Kamari Lassiter, Christian Harris, John Metchie, Damian Pierce. I will throw Stephon Diggs in there because the pick they traded back from 23 back to 42 to get that extra two they used to get Diggs was the Browns pick. That was that whole sequence that ended up with Lassiter and Diggs stemmed from the 23rd overall pick.
Here it is right now, without going through all of the various transactions. Right. But the trade package was used in parts of all of these deals and or picks. Kenyon Green.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I mean, a year ago, we wouldn't have been adding Kenyon Green to this necessarily. But Kenyon Green, the trajectory has changed. John Metchie, Christian Harris, Thomas Booker was the one negative so far. Damian Pierce, we'll see. But he's still on the team. He's playing for the team.
Fourth round pick.
Will Anderson, Kalen Bullock, Tank Dell, Kamari Lassiter, Jamal Hill, and Cade Stover.
And
like,
again,
tell me the one where you're like, I can't believe they wasted the pick on that guy. Including even if Damian Pierce doesn't return to what he was in 2022, there's not a single Thomas Booker is the only one that you feel bad about in any of that.
No doubt. And that graphic you're reading it off of leaves out the fact that the extra two they got in the Lassiter trade was used for Stephon Diggs. So I'll throw Diggs in there also. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's wild. All right, heading into the 8 o'clock hour, speaking of wild, the Astros game last night, This is the craziest final call that we've had. And that I'll include walk-offs in this. Todd Callis and Jeff Blum were awesome on this final call of the final out of last night's game. And you're going to hear why. This was the most insane regular season game the Astros have had so far. That's up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.